We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And away we go, episode 783 of the Al Galdi podcast. It is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. It is the first full day of the NFL's 2024-2025 league year, which started on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Those reportedly agreed on contracts for the Commanders with unrestricted free agents during the legal tampering period now can become official, but the team as of early Thursday morning had not officially announced any of the deals, only had announced the releasing of center Nick Gates. However, we on Wednesday evening did have major Commanders news. Multiple reports that the team has agreed on a contract with unrestricted free agent linebacker Bobby Wagner. Bobby is coming to DC. A big time get for general manager Adam Peters and head coach Dan Quinn. Does Washington maybe finally have a quality linebacking core? Hello and welcome to this Thursday installment of the Al Galdi podcast. Next segment, reaction to and analysis of the Commanders getting Bobby Wagner. Then we'll discuss a shocking Commanders development from Wednesday. The team actually agreeing on deals to re-sign some of its free agents. Adam Peters, in overhauling the team's roster, apparently doesn't despise everyone who was on the team this past season. We on Wednesday afternoon learned that unrestricted free agent safety and special teams ace Jeremy Reeves has agreed to re-sign with the Commanders. I will provide an ode to the man known as All-Pro Revo. And we on Wednesday evening had multiple reports that Commanders unrestricted free agent receiver Jamison Crowder has agreed to re-sign with the team. I have some thoughts on that. The Commanders are making waves. Take a listen to this from NFL analyst Sean O'Hara of NFL Network on NFL Network's Total Access on Wednesday evening.
The team that I feel like has made an unbelievable leap in this division, they're right back into this conversation now, I think, is Washington Commanders. And they've had a ton of money to spend, so it's easy to go out and buy a bunch of clothes when you've got a blank check. But I think when you look at the players that they've gotten, like, they're not overspending. They're getting great players, proven commodities. A guy like Austin Ekeler, they got on a two-year, $8 million deal. Look, combined, Washington Commanders running backs have scored 13 touchdowns in the last two seasons combined. Austin Ekeler scored 44 touchdowns in the last 3 years. So instant offense with him. And look, he's just as good of a receiver out of the backfield as he is running in between the tackles. So a huge upgrade for that. They got Tyler Biadasz, Nick Allegretti, who just won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs, filling in for Joe Tooney, left guard. Defensively, though, I think that's always been the calling card for Washington. We've got to have a great defense. You just mentioned Bobby Wagner. They picked him up. Dan Quinn has already pilfered a couple of guys from the Dallas Cowboys. Here's a guy to keep your eye on, Frankie Louvu. Look, a lot of people maybe look at it and just say, oh, man, that's just a stopgap linebacker. Absolutely not. Anybody that knows Frankie Louvu knows that this dude is running through you. This dude is a bell cow. He's played smash-mouth football. He's one of the best rushing linebackers in the NFL right now. He'll run through guards. He'll run over running backs. Like, look out. Frankie Louvu is coming to knock your block off.
Yeah, more on what the Commanders now may have at linebacker next segment. Also on the show, the Capitals, they late night on Wednesday night got hammered. A 7-2 loss at the Edmonton Oilers. I'll examine what happened. And I'll talk conference tournaments and college basketball. Number 12-seeded Maryland beat number 13-seeded Rutgers 65-51 at the Target Center in Minneapolis on Wednesday evening in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. Number 10-seeded Georgetown lost to number 7-seeded Providence 74-56 at Madison Square Garden in New York City on Wednesday evening in the first round of the Big East tournament, concluding a third consecutive horrendous season for the Hoyas. And number 8-seeded Tech lost to number 9-seeded Florida State 86-76 at Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday afternoon in the second round of the ACC tournament. I will get into the states of the programs of Georgetown and Virginia Tech basketball. You can hit me up on X at Al Galdi. You can email me, the Al Galdi podcast at yahoo.com. Lots of feedback on something that I've talked about on the podcast and that I've discussed on X. The undeniable reality that Adam Peters is engaging in a massive overhaul of the Commanders roster. Peters is blowtorching the Commanders roster. From Mike on X, there is no other way to interpret what Peters has done so far in free agency. At this rate, including the draft, he could turn over almost half the roster. Thank you for that, Mike. True dad. From Marquise Riley on X, I guess we won't be sending Ron his ring if we win that Super Bowl after all. Thank you for that, Marquise. Now, former Washington head coach Ron Rivera, he told Commanders insider John Keim of ESPN for a piece that came out this past September 5th, the following regarding potentially being fired by managing partner Josh Harris. Quote, if we go 8-8-1 this year and he fires me and next year they win the division and 40 of the 53 players we drafted and it's the same quarterback, I'm vindicated. Send me my Super Bowl ring. That's the way I look at it. I want us to be right and to see this community have that excitement again. End quote. Well, I sure hope that the Commanders win the Super Bowl for the 2024 season, but if they do, ain't no way that 40 of the 53 players on the team's active roster will have been acquired by Ron. What Adam Peters is doing in free agency is a repudiation of the player personnel work by Ron during his time as Washington head coach and what was a coach-centric approach. From Nathan on X, on the Commanders in free agency, adding three edge defenders in Dorrance Armstrong Jr., Cleland Farrell, and Dante Fowler Jr., writes Nathan, do the Commanders have enough at defensive end now that they do not need to pick one in the second round? And could they move back into the first round and get a left tackle by combining their two second round picks? This way the team would have a fifth year option on the left tackle. Thank you for that, Nathan. So I believe that the way to do the NFL draft is best player available, not drafting for need. I want the Commanders with each of their picks in the 2024 draft taking the best remaining player on the team's draft board or trading down. I absolutely do not want the team not taking an edge defender in, say, the second round just because the team has Dorrance Armstrong Jr., Cleland Farrell, and Dante Fowler Jr. Keep this in mind about those guys. Each may well just be a temporary player for the team. It stands out that the Commanders, in their many free agent acquisitions this week, are signing guys to 1-2 and 3-year contracts. What we're seeing from the Commanders in free agency is them spending a little on a lot as opposed to a lot on a little. And there are several reasons for that strategy. A, you diversify the risk that is free agency. And B, I don't think that the team in this free agency is so much looking for long-term answers as the team is looking for players who can help to establish a good culture and serve as complementary pieces to the hopefully foundational pieces that will be acquired via the NFL draft. I would not call a single one of the Commanders' free agent acquisitions a foundational piece. And as for the Commanders trading back into the first round to get a left tackle, I'm not against that. But keep this in mind, the 2024 draft is believed to be very deep at left tackle. So the team, in theory, should not have to trade back into the first round to get a good offensive tackle. But I get Nathan's thinking in bringing up having the fifth-year option if the Commanders get the left tackle in the first round. And that is something to consider. And here's something else to consider. Yes, spring is coming, but are you prepared for next winter? Nova Fireplace and Stove offers fireplace safety inspections, fireplace tune-ups, and gas fireplace repairs. And if yours is a fireplace that burns wood, Nova Fireplace and Stove offers a chimney safety inspections and chimney cleanings. And if you have a masonry fireplace, Nova Fireplace and Stove right now is offering the following deal to listeners of the Al Galdi podcast: an in-stock wood insert at an extremely discounted price, just $6,000 plus tax. The usual price is $9,000 plus tax, so this is a 33% discount, and the $6,000 plus tax includes installation, permit, and county/city inspection, and you can get a government-funded tax credit as well, up to $2,000, dropping the price to just $4,000, all things considered. If you live in Northern Virginia, you gotta get with Nova Fireplace and Stove. Nova Fireplace and Stove is outstanding. It is family-owned. It is a five-star dealer. You can visit NovaFireplaceAndStove.com to check out customer reviews, but call Nova Fireplace and Stove 571-513-3803. Talk to Stuart Moore. He is the general manager. He's a big Commanders fan. He's a loyal listener of this podcast. And make sure that you mention that Al Galdi sent you. That's Nova Fireplace and Stove, 571-513-3803. And make sure that you mention that Al Galdi sent you. Nova Fireplace and Stove also installs generators, water heaters, security lights, and custom outdoor kitchens. There is so much that Nova Fireplace and Stove can do for you. As Commanders team president Jason Wright once said, there it is.
There it is.
That's right, Jason. There it is. Contact Nova Fireplace and Stove and get the customer service that you deserve. 571-513-3803. And make sure that you mention that Al Galdi sent you. That's Nova Fireplace and Stove, 571-513-3803. And make sure that you mention that Al Galdi sent you. So if I ask you, when is the last time that Washington had a truly good linebacking core? What's your answer? Seriously, what is your answer? My answer would be the 2007 season, for which the Redskins had a very good defense that included a linebacking core led by London Fletcher and Marcus Washington. But geez, 2007 was 17 years ago. The point is that it has been a long time since Washington had a truly good linebacking core. Our team has a rich linebacking history. Chris Hamburger, Monty Coleman, Wilbur Marshall, Ken Harvey, London Fletcher. There are others who I could mention, but you get the idea. And for whatever reasons, our team has had brutal linebacker play for way too long. Heck, this continued over the last four seasons, during which the team's head coach in charge of player personnel, in what was a coach-centric approach, was Ron Rivera, a former NFL linebacker. And he, for the majority of his tenure as Washington head coach, had Jack Del Rio as defensive coordinator, a former NFL linebacker. And yet still, the team's linebacker play over the last four seasons was not good. Well, my friends, our team's linebacker situation now is better. It was on Monday afternoon, what was a day one of the NFL's 2024 legal tampering period, that we had multiple reports that the Commanders had agreed on a contract with unrestricted free agent linebacker Frankie Louvu, who is an analytics darling. He's going into just his age 28 season. He has been very durable, and he has excelled as a pass rusher and in pass coverage. So, Monday afternoon, Frankie Louvu. And then we on Wednesday evening, what was day one of the NFL's 2024-2025 league year, got quite the new year gift. Multiple reports that the Commanders had agreed on a contract with unrestricted free agent linebacker Bobby Wagner. Maybe the single best linebacker on the planet over the last decade. Commanders general manager Adam Peters and Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. They have done more for Washington at linebacker over the last 3 days than Ron Rivera did over the last 4 years. Bobby Wagner, the contract reportedly is a one-year deal worth a maximum of $8.5 million. So yet another short-term, low-risk, high-upside contract for the Commanders in this free agency period. Wagner comes to the Commanders with big-time connections to the team. Wagner was taken by the Seattle Seahawks in the second round of the 2012 NFL draft out of Utah State, which is where my good friend and my former radio partner and former Skins tight end Chris Cooley went to college. Ain't that right, Chris?
Feel the spirit.
Yes, thank you, Chris. We are feeling the spirit. Bobby Wagner played for the Seahawks for the 2012 through 2021 seasons and also for the 2023 season. Dan Quinn coached Wagner during Quinn's time as the Seahawks defensive coordinator from January 2013 to February 2015, and Commanders linebackers coach Ken Norton Jr. He coached Wagner during Norton's time as the Seahawks linebackers coach from January 2010 to February 2015, and during Norton's time as the Seahawks defensive coordinator from January 2018 to January 2022. Bobby Wagner has a reputation for being an exceptional leader, but the Commander signing him is not just some culture signing. No, he can still play. The 2024 season will be Wagner's age 34 season. He is an older player for sure, and you have to recognize that he could fall off any season now. For a lot of NFL players, when it goes, it goes. And at some point, it is going to go for Bobby Wagner, but it has not gone yet. Wagner, for the 2023 regular season, in which he played in all 17 of the Seahawks games, was outstanding. Wagner for the 2023 regular season was number one in the NFL with 183 tackles. Wagner for the 2023 regular season registered an overall grade for Pro Football Focus of 82.4, which is very good. PFF grades are on a scale of 0 to 100. Wagner for the 2023 regular season had a run defense grade per PFF of 91.5, ranking number two among all qualified NFL linebackers. Yes, number two. Wagner for the 2023 regular season had 48 run game stops per Pro Football Focus, ranking number two among all players in the NFL. Yes, number two. I, on Wednesday's show, episode 782, talked about defensive stops and talking about another free agent acquisition for the Commanders this week, safety Jeremy Chinn. A defensive stop is a tackle that makes the play a successful play for the defense. A successful play for the defense is defined by PFF as the offense on first down getting no more than 45% of the necessary yardage for a first down, the offense on second down getting no more than 60% of the necessary yardage for a first down, and the offense on third or fourth down not getting a first down. Again, Bobby Wagner for the 2023 regular season, 48 run game stops per PFF, ranking number two among all players in the NFL. Also, Wagner made the Associated Press All-Pro second team for the 2023 regular season. He was second team All-Pro for this past season, his age 33 season. And speaking of that, Bobby Wagner over the last 10 seasons, 2014 through 2023, made the Associated Press All-Pro first team or All-Pro second team for each of those 10 regular seasons. He has been first or second team All-Pro for each of the last 10 seasons. He's a future inductee to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Of that, there is no doubt. And Wagner has been exceptionally durable. He, over his 12 NFL seasons, has played in 185 of a possible 195 regular season games. A mere 10 missed regular season games over 12 NFL seasons. Now, consider this. Bobby Wagner for the 2023 regular season was number one on the Seahawks in defensive snaps, 98.4%. Frankie Louvu for the 2023 regular season was number one on the Carolina Panthers in defensive snaps, 93.84%. Each guy basically does not come off the field. Unless at least one of these guys in the 2024 regular season isn't going to be playing as much as he was in the 2023 regular season, or unless the Commanders in the 2024 regular season are going to regularly be playing at least three linebackers as opposed to two or one, what does all of this mean for Jamin Davis? We, on episode 777 of this podcast, spoke with Commanders insider Ben Standing of The Athletic. He had a piece for The Athletic that came out on March 4th, wrote the following about Jamin Davis. Quote, "The Commanders see using the 2021 first-round linebacker more in pass rush situations this season. The plan is to have the athletically gifted Davis become a hybrid defender, which should translate into less pass coverage and more attempts at getting after quarterbacks." End quote. Are we about to see Jamin Davis used as a pseudo-edge defender this coming season? Something to think about. Again, given Bobby Wagner's age, the fall off could come any season now. You got to be cognizant of that. I earlier this segment mentioned London Fletcher. Do you remember what happened with him? London was the NFC Defensive Player of the Month for December 2012, but he then was really bad in the 2013 season and then retired. When it goes, it goes. But with Bobby Wagner, all that has been going is him playing at a high level. It says a lot about how much Wagner likes Dan Quinn and Ken Norton Jr. that Wagner, as he goes into his age 34 season, has chosen to sign with the Commanders. The thinking had been that he was going to sign with a contending team, but instead, he is signing with the Commanders, although perhaps he views the Commanders as a contender. But no, the power, the allure, the magnetism of Dan Quinn is a very real thing. People love this guy, and Wagner choosing to sign with the Commanders is another item of evidence regarding people loving Dan Quinn. Here was NFL insider Ian Rappaport of NFL Network and NFL.com on NFL Network on Wednesday evening on the Commanders getting Bobby Wagner.
The Washington Commanders have landed a big-time leader, a perennial Pro Bowler and All-Pro. Sources say Bobby Wagner, the former Seahawks star, also spent time with the Los Angeles Rams, is signing with the Washington Commanders, gets a one-year deal with a max value of $8.5 million, a deal that includes $6 million in guarantees. Someone very familiar to new coach Dan Quinn. Of course, they were together in Seattle. By the way, same with linebackers coach Ken Norton Jr. A lot of familiar faces here. A lot of long-term relationships. And if you're the Washington Commanders, you're looking to build the right way. You want a huge, respected leader in the locker room and on the field. Hard to get better than Bobby Wagner, who now is set to be the centerpiece of this Commanders defense.
Look, it is true that the linebacker position does not mean what it used to mean, but linebacker still does matter, and bad linebacker play can very much hurt a defense. And Washington has had bad linebacker play for way too long. But that now may be changing. Hey, please consider following the podcast if you're not already doing that. Following the podcast is free. If you have an iPhone, you can follow the podcast simply by tapping the plus sign in the upper right corner on the page listing the recent episodes of the podcast. So the shutout finally ended on Wednesday. The shutout was Commanders internal free agents having been shut out from being re-signed. All of the team's activity in free agency this week had been adding external free agents as opposed to re-signing any of the team's many unrestricted free agents. Heck, we on Wednesday afternoon got official word that the Commanders had non-tendered all of their restricted free agents, making them unrestricted free agents. Those players, running back Derek Gore and linebackers Jabril Cox and Dijon Scuda Harris. I defy you to name me a better nickname than Scuda, which is spelled S-C-O-O-T-A. Scuda. I love that nickname. As I said in the opening segment, Commanders General Manager Adam Peters is blowtorching the team's roster. But we on Wednesday afternoon did finally get word of the Commanders re-signing a player. There is someone from this team from last season who Adam Peters wants back on the team. We on Wednesday afternoon learned that unrestricted free agent safety and special teams ace Jeremy Reeves had agreed to re-sign with the Commanders. The 2024 season will be Reeves' age 28 season. He is coming off an injury-marred 2023 season. Reeves in the Commanders' 2023 regular season played in just 5 of the team's 17 games. He on October 10th was placed on the reserve injured list due to a knee injury that he suffered in the oh-so-wonderful 40-20 loss to the Chicago Bears at FedEx Field on Thursday Night Football this past October 5th. But here's the takeaway with the Commanders re-signing Jeremy Reeves, beyond him being the first significant free agent for the team to be re-signed this offseason. He now has been acquired by slash kept by 3 different Washington football operations regimes. The regime of team president Bruce Allen and head coach Jay Gruden, the regime of head coach Ron Rivera, and now the regime of general manager Adam Peters and head coach Dan Quinn. Think about that. 3 different football ops regimes for Washington have acquired slash kept Jeremy Reeves. Jeremy Reeves is a great story. He entered the NFL as an undrafted free agent out of South Alabama with the Philadelphia Eagles in April 2018. The Redskins signed him to their practice squad in September 2018 and promoted him to the active roster in December 2018. Reeves was waived by Washington in its cut down to 53 for each of the next 2 seasons, 2019 and 2020, but he was signed back to the practice squad to begin each regular season. He ended up being a hero for Washington in its NFC East winning season of 2020. Do you remember the Jeremy Reeves, Eric Reed scenario? Washington, on October 27th, 2020, promoted Reeves from the practice squad to the active roster as the corresponding roster moved to placing safety Landon Collins, remember him, on the reserve injured list due to a ruptured Achilles tendon. Rod Rivera in October 2020 had chosen to promote Reeves from the practice squad as opposed to signing former Carolina Panthers safety Eric Reed, who was an unrestricted free agent. It also was on October 27th, 2020 that we had the news that Washington had offered Reed a practice squad spot that he had declined. Said Eric Reed to the Associated Press, quote, "I just don't think playing on the practice squad is reflective or indicative of my career." End quote. Well, more power to Eric Reed, but he has not played in the NFL since then. Jeremy Reeves ended up being very good for Washington down the stretch in the 2020 season. He started each of Washington's last 3 games in the 2020 regular season and started the loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at FedEx Field in the wild card round of the playoffs. And Reeves made some big plays. The 2014 win at the Eagles on Sunday Night Football in Week 17 to clinch the NFC East. Reeves played on 100% of Washington's defensive snaps and had a fourth quarter interception of former Skins quarterback Nate Sudfeld. The 31-23 loss to the Bucs in the playoffs, Reeves blocked a first quarter extra point attempt by kicker Ryan Succop. However, Washington on August 31st, 2021, released Reeves in the cutdown to 53. Now, the team the next day did sign him to the practice squad, but he in the 2021 regular season played in just five of Washington's 17 games. But then came the 2022 season. Jeremy Reeves made the Commanders' initial 53-man roster for the 2022 season, and he, in the 2022 regular season, played in all 17 of the team's games, and he had a tremendous season on special teams. The honors for Reeves for his special teams work in the 2022 regular season were many. Reeves, on December 21st, 2022, was named to the NFC Pro Bowl team as its special teamer. Reeves, on January 11th, 2023, was named one of two core teamers on the NFL Players Association's first ever Players All-Pro First Team. Reeves, on January 13th, 2023, was named to the Associated Press's All-Pro First Team as its special teamer. And Reeves, on January 23rd, 2023, was named to the Pro Football Writers of America's All-NFL Team as its special team's ace. Reeves, for the 2022 regular season, was tied for fifth in the NFL in special teams tackles with 10. He, as the 2022 season went on, became known as All-Pro Revo, even before he made the Associated Press's All-Pro First Team. And then Reeves made the Commanders' initial 53-man roster for the 2023 season, although, as mentioned, he suffered that season-ending knee injury in that loss to the Bears. But a salute to Jeremy Reeves, a true NFL survivor. Hey, no podcast or show covers the Commanders like this podcast does. And so if you would like to grow your business or practice, consider advertising on the Al Galdi podcast. Podcast advertising is very affordable, gives you a true bang for your buck. Email us, see what we can do for you. We'd love to have you on board. The email address is thealgaldipodcast@yahoo.com.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And also on Wednesday was Commanders unrestricted free agent receiver Jamison Crowder agreeing to re-sign with the team. We on Wednesday evening had multiple reports of that. The contract reportedly is a one-year deal. The Redskins took Jamison Crowder in the fourth round of the 2015 NFL draft at Duke. He played for the Skins for four seasons, 2015 through 2018, and then was brought back by the team this past September as a practice squad signing. The Commanders this past September 6 announced that they had signed Crowder to the practice squad. His contract with the New York Giants had been terminated on August 30th, and they're cut down to 53. He had signed with the Giants as an unrestricted free agent on March 23rd, 2023. The 2023 season was Crowder's age 30 season. He, in the 2023 regular season, played in all 17 of the Commanders' games, had 16 receptions for 159 yards and a touchdown on 20 targets, and was the team's primary punt returner, but he, for the 2023 regular season, finished just number 21 out of 23 qualified NFL players in yards per punt return at 7.9. And that was even with him having a 61-yard punt return on the third snap of the second quarter in the Commanders' 24-16 win at the Atlanta Falcons this past October 15th. I was surprised at how low Crowder finished in the rankings, but he, after a good start as a punt returner this past regular season, did tail off. It's hard to believe that there isn't more coming for the Commanders at receiver this offseason. Maybe via free agency, maybe via trade, maybe via the draft, maybe by all three things. But last season was not a particularly good season for the team's receiving core, but bringing back Jamison Crowder is fine. He provides some depth. He can't help you out as a punt returner, and he's someone who is not costing much, which is a theme in the Commanders' free agent activity this offseason. Well, the Capitals are in the midst of a five-game road trip that may well make or break their season in terms of making the Stanley Cup playoffs. And so far, the road trip is breaking the Caps as opposed to making the Caps. Monday night, a 3-0 loss at the Winnipeg Jets. Late night on Wednesday night, a 7-2 loss at the Edmonton Oilers. Now, the Oilers are a really good team. They, for this NHL regular season, are in second place in the Pacific Division. But the Caps late night on Wednesday night got humiliated. And the Caps for this regular season now are 30-25-9 and have 69 points, good for fifth in the 8-team Metropolitan Division. And the Caps for this regular season now have a goal differential of minus 32, the third worst goal differential in the Eastern Conference. The funny thing about this 7-2 Caps loss at the Oilers is that the game was tied at 2 in the first period. The Caps then lost the rest of the game 5-0. Darcy Kuemper was the Caps starting goaltender for the first time in 7 games and for just the second time in 11 games. We have not been seeing much of Darcy Kuemper lately. Now, he did miss some time due to illness, but him not playing lately has not been primarily due to illness. He just has not been playing much lately. He has been supplanted by Charlie Lindgren as the Caps' number one goaltender, and Kemper's really bad season continues. He was not good late night on Wednesday night. He stopped just 30 of the 37 shots on goal that he faced. Caps head coach Spencer Carberry did not pull Darcy Kuemper. Darcy Kuemper just gave up 7 goals. Kuemper, per Natural Stat Trick, stopped just 7 of the 12 high-danger shots on goal that he faced. Kuemper allowed 4 even-strength goals and 3 power play goals as the Caps went a putrid 1-4 on the penalty kill. Yeah, the Oilers went 3-4 on the power play. The Caps had just 26 shots on goal to the Oilers, 37, and per Natural Stat Trick had 38 5-on-5 shot attempts to the Oilers, 45. Oilers winger Zach Hyman had a hat trick. The Oilers are on another level in terms of offense as compared to the Caps. Check this out. The Caps and Oilers, each team has played in 64 games this regular season. The Caps have scored 172 goals. The Oilers have scored 229 goals. goals. Some bright spots for the Caps. Two key young Caps did score. Second line right wing Ivan Morozhdechenko scored an unassisted even strength goal 8:30 into the first period. And third line center Connor McMichael scored a power play goal 10:55 into the first period as the Caps went 1-4 on the power play. Top line left wing Alex Ovechkin had the primary assist on the Connor McMichael power play goal for what was a milestone point for Ovi. He passed Mark Recchi for number 14 in NHL history in regular season points and passed Joe Sakic for number 9 in NHL history in regular season road points. Additionally, Ovechkin had a game-high tying 7 shots on goal and a game-high 11 total shot attempts. So Ovi did have a nice night, and the Caps did get 3 key players back. Third line right wing Tom Wilson returned from a 1-game absence caused by an upper body injury. Fourth line center Nick Dowd returned from a 9-game absence caused by an upper body injury that he suffered in a Caps 6-2 win over the New Jersey Devils at Capital One Arena on February 20th. And defenseman Martin Fehervari returned from a 10-game absence caused by a lower body injury that he suffered in the Caps 4-3 win at the Montreal Canadiens on February 17th. However, winger Alexi Protas did not play due to an upper body injury. And the Caps got smashed at the Oilers. Next up for the Caps is a game on Thursday night. The Caps are at the Seattle Kraken Thursday night at 10. Let's talk college basketball. We on Wednesday had Maryland, Georgetown, and Virginia Tech playing in their conference tournaments. I got to tell you, I thought that we might get a no-show performance from the Terrapins in their game. A, the Terps historically do not do well in conference tournaments, and B, the Terps have had a very disappointing season. But the Terps, to their credit and to the credit of head coach Kevin Willard, showed up and won. Number 12-seeded Maryland beat number 13-seeded Rutgers 65-51 at the Target Center, or the Target Center, as some like to call it, in Minneapolis on Wednesday evening in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. The Terps never trailed in the game. The game was a battle of two teams that are very good defensively and very bad offensively, and the Terps defense won out. The Terps defense was great. They held Rutgers to just 51 points, just 5 of 21 on threes, and just 14 of 40 on twos. The Terps won despite their offense being shaky. They went 7 of 20 on threes, that's fine, but just 15 of 31 on twos, and just 14 of 19 on free throws, and the Terps committed 18 turnovers. But the game was a comfortable win, and so Kevin Willard was able to get his starters rest, and the starters did include 6'9 Julian Reese. He returned from a 1-game absence caused by an ankle injury. Played for 28 minutes, went 6 of 8 from the field, all twos, finished with 12 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. He did commit 4 turnovers. Next up for number 12-seeded Maryland, a second-round game against number 5-seeded Wisconsin Thursday afternoon at about 2:30. So Maryland's season does continue, but Georgetown's season is done. Number 10-seeded Georgetown lost to number 7-seeded Providence 74-56 at Madison Square Garden in New York City on Wednesday evening in the first round of the Big East tournament. Yet another blowout loss for the Hoyas, and yet another horrendous season for the Hoyas. I'm not going to talk much about the actual game, but I do want to note this. The Hoyas somehow went just 4 of 19 on free throws. Yeah, 4 of 19 on free throws. 6'2 Illinois transfer Jaden Epps, in 40 minutes as a starter, went just 3 of 11 on free throws, but he also scored 30 of the Hoyas' 56 points. In fact, Epps became just the second Hoyas player to score at least 30 points in a Big East tournament game. Allen Iverson was the first. Epps went 3 of 8 on threes and 9 of 15 on twos. He finished with 30 points, 4 assists versus 2 turnovers, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocks. But a third consecutive wretched season for Georgetown is over. The Hoyas, with this loss, concluded a season in which they went 9-23 overall, including 2-19 in Big East games. A very disappointing first season for Ed Cooley as Hoyas head coach. And the season appropriately ended with a loss to the team from which Cooley came, Providence. He last March left his job as Providence head coach to become Hoyas head coach. You look at what went down over Patrick Ewing's final two seasons as Georgetown head coach. The Hoyas in the 2022-2023 season went 7-25 overall, including 2-19 in Big East games. The Hoyas in the 2021-2022 season went 6-25 overall, including 0-20 in Big East games. So the Hoyas over the last three seasons are an incomprehensible 4-58 in Big East games. I mean, think about that for a moment. 4-58 in Big East games. It is pathetic what has happened to Georgetown basketball. And then there's Virginia Tech and whatever hopes that the Hokies had of making this season's NCAA tournament now are gone. Number 8 seeded Tech lost to number 9 seeded Florida State 86-76 at Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday afternoon in the second round of the ACC tournament. The Hokies held a 1-point lead at 58-57 with less than 7 minutes left in the second half, but then lost the rest of the game at 29-18. Now, Tech held FSU to just 3 of 13 on threes, but allowed FSU to score 48 points in the paint and allowed FSU to generate 30 free throw attempts, 28 of which came in the second half. FSU in the second half went 25 of 28 on free throws, and a big part of that, 6'7", Jameer Watkins, who transferred to FSU from VCU. Watkins on Wednesday afternoon, 34 minutes as a starter. He went 14 of 17 on free throws. Also went 2 of 4 on threes and 7 of 11 on twos. He finished with 34 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 steals. Did have 1 assist versus 4 turnovers, but a monster game for Jameer Watkins. The Hokies went just 6-24 on threes and just 18-24 on free throws. Did go 20-29 on twos. Disappointing game for a guy who has been a really good player for Tech. 6'3 graduate student Hunter Couture. He had 38 minutes as a starter, went just 1-5 from the field, all threes, and went just 5-7 on free throws. He scored just 8 points, also had 5 rebounds and 3 assists versus 2 turnovers. Was this his last collegiate game? I would think that the Hokies are willing to play in the NIT. I would think that they are a candidate for the NIT, but who knows? What they are not a candidate for is an at-large bid to this season's NCAA tournament. Their ACC record for the season is 10-11, regular season and tournament. This will be a second consecutive season in which Tech does not make the NCAA tournament. This off the program having made the NCAA tournament in each of the previous 5 seasons for which there was an NCAA tournament. It was 2 years ago, March 12th, 2022, that the then number 7 seeded Hokies ripped then number 1 seeded Duke 82-67 in the final of the 2022 ACC tournament at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. Tech with that victory won an ACC tournament for the first time in program history, and Tech with that victory won a conference tournament for the first time since winning the Metro tournament in 1979. But things since that win over Duke have been disappointing. This season is the 5th season for Mike Young as Hokies head coach. The results with him as head coach have been mixed. NCAA tournament appearances in 2021 and 2022, an ACC tournament title in 2022, but the team under Young has not won an NCAA tournament game and has mostly been a mediocre team. the saving grace may be that Virginia Tech is much more a football school than it is a basketball school. I mean, the truth is that the Hokies do not have some great basketball history. Tech from 1987 through 2016 made the NCAA tournament just twice. Yeah, that was it. Two NCAA tournament appearances over that 30-season stretch, 1996 and 2007. And that will do it for you and me for now. Keep the feedback coming. You can hit me up on X at Al Galdi. You can email me the Al Galdi podcast at yahoo.com. Friday show, episode 784. We'll have much more on the Commanders. Also on Friday show, I'll talk Capitals, Wizards, and conference tournaments and college basketball. The Caps are at the Seattle Kraken Thursday night at 10. The Wizards are at the Houston Rockets Thursday night at 8. Number 12-seeded Maryland faces number 5-seeded Wisconsin at the Target Center in Minneapolis Thursday afternoon at about 2:30 in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. And number 3-seeded Virginia begins its run in the ACC tournament at Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., with a quarterfinal game against number 11-seeded Boston College on Thursday night at about 9:30. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and I'll talk to you on Friday.
Feel the spirit!
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.